from Eric Crouch, who's running. They're a lot closer to Eric Crouch's running stats than we ever would have guessed.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, it was surprising. But yeah. Dave could do it all. That's why he spent 10 years in the pros, I guess.
Absolutely.
So he was a dandy.
Our audio historian, the legendary Jake, is our guest on 4th of July special show on the Legends Radio Show. I want to remind everybody, and again, we always want to thank Bill Morgan at Milt Storage. Bill Morgan for helping make this show possible. Milt Storage, 10 locations serving you 7 days a week. Call Bill Morgan. Call him right now at 895-0334. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, Bill Morgan at Milt Storage. Thanks, Bill Morgan. Jake, what's next?
Well, what next if Craig Johnson from Omaha West Side, if anybody knows him, now's a good chance to get him out of bed and listen to these next couple clips. Craig Johnson, third-team IBAC. In 1978, he played behind I.M. Hip and Rick Burns. They're playing Kansas. Now, if there's one guy that owns the state of Kansas, or Kansas University football team, it's Craig Johnson. In 1978, and these are the clips that are coming up, a 64-yard run, a 78-yard pass, and a 60-yard run, all in the same game. And this is Craig Johnson versus Kansas in 1978.
18 in from the east sideline. Take the ball. Sorley running to the right side. Pitches off to the Craig Johnson to the 50, to the 40, to the 30. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown. In motion, the wing back, McCready, to the left side, right to left. Hager back trying to throw a little screen. He does out there to Craig Johnson. He's turning upfield to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. He's going to go all the way. The 20, the 10, the 5. Second down, about 3.5. Huskers at the 40. And the give is to the I-back Johnson outside to the right. He's to the 45, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Man, woman, and child, he's gone! How about this kid? They actually hit him at about the 40, and it was Leroy Irvin, the free safety, who hit him, almost knocked him down, and how the kid kept his balance, I'll never know, but he came out of it with just a step on about 3 defenders who were chasing him, and he stayed right there, step for step, all the way to the end zone. Oh, I'll tell you, he slashes up that football field. Dean Sukup kicked the extra point that time, and young Craig Johnson, the Omaha Sabermore, has runs now of 64, 78-yard pass, swing pass, screen to the right, and now a 60-yard burst down the right side of the field.
It's a third-team I-back,
Jerry. Third-team I-back does this.
And the clip mentioned Leroy Irvin, which I had forgot. Leroy Irvin played for the Rams for several years, so...
Pro Bowler. Yeah. I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame. He's not in the Hall of Fame. He was pretty close.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, we'll just go right into our next clip. Is the next year, Nebraska's playing Kansas. And it's a typical Nebraska-Kansas game of the 70s. Nebraska's pounded them. This time, Jarvis Redwine is one of the top I-backs, and I am hip. But too bad for Kansas, Nebraska still has Craig Johnson on the team. And Nebraska's backed up on their own 6-yard line. And we'll see what happens.
Joe Adams, one of the men in there. Second stringers in there offensively in that forward wall for Nebraska. Dan Hurley, number 73, is in it, right tackle. On second and 5, Quinn, the quarterback, gives off to Johnson. Johnson breaks through the line. He's all the way to the 25, to the 30. He's to the 35. He's to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. He's all the way. Touchdown! Too many people up on the line of scrimmage, and Craig Johnson broke it off the left side over his own left guard and tackle, and he just took off, set sail right up the middle of the field. Delvin Miller, the cornerback on the right side, tried to run him down, but Craig Johnson set sail and went 95 yards. I'll tell you, that's the longest one on the line of scrimmage in a long, long time. That sent old Jackson Payne to the record book. Here's the try for the extra point. Sukup's kick is good. Jack Payne ran for the record book on that one as Craig Johnson from Omaha, and he, just as he had a great day a year ago against these Jayhawkers, he's had a great afternoon in this second half against them today. And the score now 42-0. Craig Johnson, 95, and the extra point, good by Sukup, and it's 42-0, Nebraska over KU.
Craig Johnson has just gotten his name in the Nebraska record book. That is the longest run from scrimmage for a touchdown in Husker history. Previous record set in 1954 when John Edwards ran a touchdown from scrimmage from 84 yards out against Oregon State. Craig Johnson.
Well, isn't that great? Craig Johnson, Omaha West Side star, just put his name in the Nebraska University record book.
Is it still there?
I believe it is still there, but he's got another name next to it. Some fellow by the name of Roger Craig tied it.
He tied it?
Yeah, he tied it to 1981 against Florida State, yeah.
You know, I don't remember Craig Johnson.
I remember him having, I remember this kid, Craig Johnson, you know, in that 78 game. And
really?
Who he was.
Craig Johnson wore number 30, and if I could describe his running style, is if you would lower your shoulder as if you're going to try to knock down a door. He had a forward lean. There was nothing fancy about him. And he wasn't really supposed to be that fast, but to quote one of your associates, John Melton, he would say, when John Melton would poo-poo 40 times, and he'd say, you know, that kid's going to go as fast as he has to go, and I don't care how fast is he with a football under his arm.
Yeah.
So,
golly. Craig Johnson. How come? Well, we better get him on the show.
Get him on.
Holy moly.
He's in Kansas someplace.
Yeah.
They're feeding him grapes and bringing him.
Holy smokes.
I think they've named the football field down there, Craig Johnson Field. At
golly, Kansas that's Memorial great. Stadium. West Side boy. All right. There we go.
Great stuff. We've got more great holiday treats, audio treats coming from the Legends Radio Show audio historian, our friend Jake, along with the captain of the Legends, Jerry Murta. Time for another trivia question for autographed football.
This ought to be another interesting question.
Okay,
we'll just ask the folks, where's Gary Java from?
Oh, we gave that away.
Gary Java. Where is Gary Java from originally?
Yeah, no planet guesses, okay? It's born on Earth.
He was on Earth, but quite interesting. And if you do know the question, you understand this is why he is the way he is.
That's why I can't talk as fast as Bill Stern did on that 1941 Rose Bowl clip. 573-0590.
There we go.
What's the answer?
Like that?
Oh, that's right.
I'm not telling you the answer yet.
You'll find out. We'll find out in a little bit. Somebody's going to qualify for our Legends Radio Show autograph football giveaway on July 25th. We'll be right back on Legends Radio Show.
Every day is sale day at Affordable Furniture in Fremont and Sioux City. Buy name brand home furnishings for pennies on the dollar. Buy from the store that has brought lower furniture prices to your area. Name brands offered include Omaha Bedding and many, many more. Public notification is hereby given that this inventory is offered direct to the public at up to 58% off the regular retail price. Bring cash, check, or your good credit and take immediate possession. We guarantee to beat any competitive price on Omaha Bedding. Your attendance is urged. Come, make your deal and take it away. Every day is sale day, with doors open daily at 10 a.m. Affordable Furniture, east of Staples behind Hardee's in Sioux City and 105 East 6th Street in Fremont.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
Watch all the Husker football games and Major League Baseball at Tiger Tom's Original Sports Bar. The kitchen's open all day Saturday and Sunday, but you don't want to miss the homemade Mexican food Tiger Tom serves up Saturdays from 11 till 2. Their green chili cures whatever ails you. Tiger Tom's also has Big Red Kino and a large outdoor beer garden. For 40 years, Tiger Tom's has been Omaha's original sports bar, just east of 72nd on Military. They can even cater your next party. Just call 572-8400.
Welcome back, Legends Radio Show. Happy holiday, happy 4th of July, Independence Day, along with the captain of Legends, Jerry Murtaugh, along with our audio historian on Legends Radio Show. Every week you hear them on this show. Whoever our legends are, Jake provides us with soundbite and sound clip from the legendary games and legendary broadcasts of Huskers past. Jake with us in the studio for the second time now, our second show, and we hope you're enjoying as much as we do. By the way, did we have we had a correct answer, but he didn't want to qualify for the football, so you can still.
You bet.
Where am I from? Where was
Gary Java? Where's Gary Java from?
I'm not from Shenandoah, Iowa, like Van Bronson.
Yes.
From 573-0590. Jake with us. Let me just remind everybody. Speaking of Jake and looking at him, Natalie attired in his Adidas Husker gear. We want to remind you, Adidas, the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska athletics. You can wear what the Huskers and what Jake wears. Adidas, official Adidas Husker gear available at Husker Authentic Team Store. Jake, what do we have next for a sound quality?
Well, we're going to stay in 1979, and this is a Nebraska-Missouri game. And this was a wild game. This was a game that had several questionable calls. In fact, when Bill Barnett was on the show, I sent a clip of Bill Barnett intercepting a pass just to see if he would remember it, but he didn't. He said some joke about too many blows to the head. But that clip actually, that interception actually got overruled. And there was an officials conference, and then they didn't know where to mark the football and so forth. And Nebraska was ahead comfortably 20-6. Missouri came back to tie it at 20. A Dean Sukup field goal put us ahead 23-20. And Missouri has now gone down the field. It's the very last play of the game. And Missouri's going to go for the touchdown and try to win it.
Because only 3 seconds remain on the clock. Kent, this is without a doubt one of the wildest ones I've ever sat in on in my life. 23-20, Nebraska leads with 3 seconds left.
Well, the question now, do you go for the field goal for the tie, 23-20? The ball is marked on the left hash mark, so the field goal kicker, Brockhaus or Borelli, would have an angle. It would not be straight out. But it looks like they're going to go for it.
Oh, I think they'll go for
it. Because Bradley's talking to Warren Powers right now. Boy.
I think definitely they're going to go for it with 3 seconds left to play. They're going after the victory. And this crowd, needless to say, is on its feet. 73,000 to 74,000 strong, along with everybody in this broadcast booth. And I'll tell you, I've never seen anything like it. For wildness, this has had everything in the world in this game. Now, we're about ready to play football again, and Bradley has been over talking to the Missouri coaches. And he's going to go in there and call another one, Ken.
Tom Osborne said Bill Bradley is a big game player. He has played big in this big game. Let's see what he does on this big play.
Well, he's a great athlete, and he can make the big plays for you. So Missouri breaks the huddle and comes over the ball. And here it is, 3 seconds to go, the last shot. And so Missouri, with Bradley dropping straight back to throw, he's under a rush, and they got him! They got him! They blitzed him and got him. Derry Nelson got him. From Fairmont, Nebraska, Derry Nelson got him and slammed him to the ground. And the Nebraska players are jumping all over each other down there. And they have ganged up on Derry Nelson. They've got him down in a heap at the 14-yard line all the way to the other end of the field. Derry Nelson blitzing from the right side. Hit Bradley from behind before he could find anybody to throw to, and the ball game is all over. Nebraska has won a shootout like you can't believe, and John Melton has got to be just coming unglued behind us. He'll be along to talk about it in one of the wildest football games you're ever going to see.
Your old coach,
John Melton.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have a few words from John here in a little bit.
Yeah, huh? now comes John's post-game comments. And as I said, there was some officiating conferences, and they didn't know where to mark the ball, and some questionable calls, and it was played in Missouri. And now, I should say back in those days, the way I remember it, if a coach said something about the officials, about 2 or 3 days later they would say, oh, by the way, I'm sorry I said that. John gets it all done in a short minute here. He wants to say a few words about the officiating, and then he takes care of his apology. So
23-20. You expected and hoped that you could beat Missouri handily. It didn't work out that way. Sometimes isn't it good in the middle of the season to have a game that tests you?
You know, I've been coaching a long time, and I have never seen so many officials' conferences out on the field as I saw today. I think we really got robbed on that one there right before halftime. That was a bad call.
How about the pass interference call on Lindquist?
That was so terrible, you shouldn't even talk about it, because the only reason he called pass interference is because it was in front of Missouri's bench. And that's the only reason he called it, and here comes the letter from the commissioner.
Well, you got a room full of those by now, don't you?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that the kid played him perfect.
Yeah,
he had both hands on the ball, and then what do you tell the kid next week? Say, was it a layoff of him, you know? My goodness. You know, if it wasn't in front of Missouri bench, I'd have never been called.
Okay, one quick question about K-State.
I'm sorry I said that about the officials, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm biased.
Yeah, you're absolved.
Sorry.
That's your coach.
Isn't that something? I was with Coach Milton last night, and he hasn't changed a bit. He tells you what he thinks, and then he'll apologize afterwards, and he said if you don't like it, then he'll have some more words for you. So, a great man, great coach,
I always,
great clip.
I always laugh. One of the memories I have of John Milton is when he did the old NETV show with Don Gill. And apparently one lady would write in, and she always thought that he wore a hairpiece. And Don was kind of teasing him about wearing a hairpiece. And John, you know how he kind of shakes his head, and he looks down, and he says, geez, if I was wearing a hairpiece, you'd think I could find a better-looking one than this.
Coach Melton.
Geez. What's next? Our audio historian, Jake, is in the house.
These
What's next on the playlist?
Well, we'll skip ahead to 1982 and our good friend Turner Gill out at Buffalo. This is against Auburn. Now, one of the things about this particular game is it comes a week after that heartbreaking loss to Penn State. And the other thing that's interesting about this game is they didn't have a press box for Lyle Bremser to broadcast from. He's out in the open air. So the sound is a little bit, he gets drowned out by some crowd noise. And, of course, we're playing Auburn at Auburn. For anybody who complains about our schedule nowadays, we've done our share as far as playing the heavies at their place. But Auburn has Nebraska backed up. You know, Nebraska had Mike Rozier, and, boy, you want to make Nebraska pass. We have a 3rd-and-23 situation, and it just doesn't look good for Nebraska with their offense.
And they'll mark the ball at the 42-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 23 yards. Mark Schilling goes in at fullback. Wilkening is going out. I'll tell you, there's some hitting going on. Wilkening really took a shot that time. 3rd down, about 23 yards. Huskers over the ball. Tight slot to the right. Shane Swanson, the slot man. Turner Gill takes his hand off. He's going to throw. He's going long. It's complete. He's going all the way. Touchdown! Todd Brown got in behind David King, the right cornerback. He just plain ran him on a fly pattern down the right side. He took that ball in perfect stride between the 20 and the 25. As Turner laid it on the money, Todd ran right under it and went all the way in there from the 58 yards out from the 42-yard line of Nebraska. And now Nebraska's on top with Seibel trying the extra point. The ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. And the score is 14-7. So 3:32 left to play in the half. And a 58-yard pass play, just a gorgeous sort of thing, as Turner Gill laid it way out on the flyer to Todd Brown down the right sideline. And the Cornhuskers now traveled offensively a total of 71 yards in 7 plays.
Wow.
Nice.
At Auburn.
At Auburn, and it was interesting how the lack of crowd noise despite being outside in the open air. Now, that was a good Auburn team. You know, they ran the wishbone, and their halfbacks were Bo Jackson, who's a freshman.
He was pretty good.
And their other halfback was Lionel James.
Oh, my.
So that wasn't a bad team they were playing.
You play Penn State, you're at Penn State, then you're at Auburn. You know, it's holy.
Now, what did Coach Milton have to say about the officiating in that Penn State game?
Well, you know what? I don't know what he had to say, but I suspect it was not complimentary.
Yeah, I'll bet it wasn't. And I bet he had no apologies for that one.
I'll bet not either.
It didn't come up last night when you were with him, Jared?
No, everything else did. Everything. Not that play. I
want to bring that up. We have another 1982 great one, don't we, Jake?
Yeah, this is probably one that hasn't been heard a whole lot because it was played in Hawaii and because of the time change, because I think when a game kicks off in Hawaii, it's 1967 in Nebraska. So the 1982 Hawaii game was a bizarre game. It was similar to the 79 Missouri game. A lot of questionable calls. Nebraska just could not get on track. They went into the fourth quarter trailing 16-7. And they explode for 30 fourth quarter points, and this is the last of those 30 points.
So it's back to the line of scrimmage, the 15-yard line. It's fourth down and 16, and Hawaii will have to kick the ball to Nebraska with a minute and 51 left to play in the football game. All right. Here's the punt, and oh, what a gorgeous kick that is. And Pryor takes the ball. Back at the 30, he's to the 40, 45, 50. He's to the 40. He's going to run it all the way home for a touchdown. Irving the Pryor Flyer. Pryor the Flyer ran all the way back. On the kick, the kicker just plain out-kicked his coverage. He just out-kicked his coverage, and Irving stuffed it down their throat. Where did he feel the ball exactly?
Well, the 30, Law.
The 30, it looks like it to me. Right on the 30. 70 yards for Irving Pryor. What a beauty. He ran back upfield. They just set up that wall down the left side, and that's this Nebraska team. You can feel them fits all night, but once they break through that crust on top and get at your insides, they really tear you up in a hurry.
Yeah, you don't kick it to Irving Pryor.
No.
Holy moly.
I always enjoy, that was one of the things I always enjoyed growing up, is listening to Lyle Bremser's nicknames. You know, Irving the Flyer Fryer. Johnny the Jet, of course.
Tough Tony Davis.
The Tecumseh Tornado. Dave the Dealer Hum.
Yeah.
So Lyle always kind of threw out, well, Van Bronson was the Shenandoah Kid.
That's right. Yeah, those were great. And then again, how come you don't come up with them names, Gare?
That's why he was Lyle Bremser, and that's why I'm here.
Okay. I keep asking these questions.
That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. I gave up trying a long time ago. Okay. You noticed, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's where you're from, right?
Buffalo. Buffalo, New York.
There we go.
We're gonna take a business break. We'll come back and wrap things up. We got a few more legendary sound bites from our legendary audio historian, Jake, with the captain of the Legends, Jerry Murtaugh. Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. We'll be right back with more great sound bites on Legends Radio Show.
When it comes to your car, it's all about peace of mind. Peace of mind to get you to and from work safely. Peace of mind to get your children to and from school safely. That peace of mind is only a fantasy if you don't have a mechanic you can depend on. Lance Brothers Service Center offers the quality and professionalism to make that peace of mind a reality. Lance Brothers offers complete automotive repair and maintenance on both foreign and domestic vehicles. To make it easy on your business schedule, Lance Brothers is open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Conveniently located on Keystone Drive, just north of 86th and Maple.
We'd like to thank We've Got Game as one of our advertisers.
We've Got Game!
We've Got Game is the area's only high school sports publication.
We've Got Game!
We've Got Game is Omaha's longest-running high school sports publication, featuring individual athletes, teams, coaches, and cheer squads from over 60 junior and senior high schools from the Omaha area.
We've Got Game!
Copies can be picked up at all area junior and senior high schools and at more than 60 subway locations around town.
We've Got Game! We've Got Game!
Thank
thinking about insurance, then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
Watch all the Husker football games and Major League Baseball at Tiger Tom's Original Sports Bar. The kitchen's open all day Saturday and Sunday, but you don't want to miss the homemade Mexican food Tiger Tom's serves up Saturdays from 11 till 2. Their green chili cures whatever ails you. Tiger Tom's also has Big Red Kino and a large outdoor beer garden. For 40 years, Tiger Tom's has been Omaha's original sports bar, just east of 72nd on Military. They can even cater your next party. Just call 572-8400.
Welcome back, Legends Radio Show, special 4th of July Independence Day edition. Hey, Jared, this is fun again.
As usual, have a great time with Jake.
Our audio historian, good old Jake. Hey,
yep.
By the way, speaking of audio,
yes.
Live streaming of Legends Radio Show every week since our first show last year, August 30th,
mm-hmm.
since our first show live streaming is provided for and funded for by our good friend, former Legend guest on this show, Wally Winter and his brother John at Winter Moving and Storage in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Give them a call and at least say, hey, thanks for the live streaming of Legend Radio Show for Husker fans all over the country and outside of the big Sports 590 listening area. Call them toll free at 800-435-6683 or call their brother Bob at Bob Winter Distribution, Inc. at 800-234-2800.
All right.
Jake, what are we going to close? We've got a couple more to finish off.
We'll
and send
finish up with
the holiday.
We'll finish up with a couple more. Now, I know not everybody is as old as we are, so I.
Listen to him, Jake.
I said we.
I don't like that other word.
Good thing
I can't spell it.
So we're going to move ahead to a game that I'm sure everybody has seen, is the 1996 Fiesta Bowl against Florida. And this really isn't a play so much as it is a moment. And this is when Christian Peter picks up the two-point conversion fumble and goes the length of the field thinking he has scored 2 points, not knowing the whistle had blown. So this is our friend Christian Peter.
Hey, look at this. Florida's going for two.
They're trying to climb back in it.
Yeah.
Here at Sun Devil Stadium.
Trips right side. They motion to no backs. The quarterback is Kressler. And he's going to be sacked. He's hog-tied. Hit high, and it's fumbled. It's going to be returned by Nebraska.
Christian Peter.
It's big old Christian Peter. Did they blow it dead?
They did.
Christian's going to go into the end zone.
He's going anyway.
Yeah. Christian's on his side. Christian. Oh, Christian. You got to love it. Christian strutting his stuff in from the five-yard line. I've seen it all.
Lord, what a night for Nebraska football.
Christian Peter. One of the greatest guys in terms of personalities I've ever seen wear a Nebraska football uniform, and one of the greatest players as well.
Yeah.
But did he ever?
And I don't see the flag with the Husker fans. They didn't flag him for excessive celebration because he couldn't have been celebrating.
Well, if it was dead ball, I mean, they'd blown it dead.
I'll tell you what. And he's the only guy that I know of that can make Osborne laugh loud. You know, it's something about Christian that hits Tom in a funny bone. And he may have a little trouble chuckling right now, but he's going to look at that on film.
Jeez, that was too much.
Now, by the way, that was a bad call. He should have scored 2 points on that.
Quick whistle?
It was a quick whistle. But, you know, the thing is about that play that, first of all, Gary Saddlemeyer – comes up with a great line. It's like, Lord, what a night for Nebraska football. And anybody who remembers it, it was. But how Christian Peter, a guy who never carries the ball, can have the wherewithal to high step the marching band into the end zone, that's quite the moment.
It's a great picture. It's a great visual in Nebraska legendary history.
Yeah.
What are you going to close out there? What's our last sound bite of this holiday, Jake?
Well, our last clip is one of those contrasting clips that I brought last time. It's the 2000 Nebraska-Colorado game, and it's Josh Brown's game-winning field goal against Colorado. You'll hear the Nebraska version, and then you'll hear the Colorado version right after that.
Nice.
The crowd
nice.
Noise is very similar. The announcer's reactions is quite a bit different.
We saw this last time at Colorado last year, and I didn't watch. I'm going to watch this one.
A 29-yard field goal attempt by Josh Brown from the near hash mark. The snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's long enough. The last play of the game on a field goal by Josh Brown. 34-32 over Colorado.
Josh Brown will now have a 29-yard field goal. Here is the rush. The kick is on the way. It's good. The game is over. Nebraska, 34. Colorado, 32.
Good.
You know, and the thing is right after that, he goes right to commercial. He doesn't even want to talk about it.
That's a great one, Jake.
Is that Larry Zimmer?
Larry Zimmer.
Bob Anderson.
Bobby Anderson. Oh, yeah, sure. I remember him, Bobby Jerry. Very well. So, great show. We appreciate it, Jake.
I always have fun when I come in.
Golly, we'll have you in again.
Good.
Because we're always getting requests to have Jake here.
Jake makes every show, helps make every show, and just polishes up every show with the legendary sound bites of that week's legends. And next week's legends?
Next week, the guru of strength conditioning in the college ranks, Boyd Epley, will be with us.
How are you going to get a sound bite on Boyd Epley, Jake? Don't tell me.
He'll probably figure out something, or he'll get him in here.
I'm going to have to start stashing microphones around, I guess.
That's right. And we're bringing in a former offensive guard from the 70, 71, and 72 teams, Mike the Red Baron. And he will be here. Mike Barron. We called him Red Barron. Great offensive, 110-mile-an-hour tank. Kid just went like a banny rooster. So he'll be in the studio next week. We'll have a great time with both of them.
Good deal. We've had a great time again today. You are legendary fans, our legendary audio historian, Jake. Is there a little announcement you need to make today?
I just wanted to wish my in-laws, Mike and Linda Collins, a happy 40th anniversary. They've been our gracious hosts this weekend for the 4th of July. So God bless you, Mike and Linda.
Great. And the reason for that is?
It's the 4th of July, and we're just living large.
Yeah, okay. I won't go any farther.
Did I forget to buy him a gift?
Yeah.
And my wife got him a gift.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can get him a gift, but how many can give him a happy anniversary shout-out on Legends Radio Show? We want to say thanks to Brian Delahant and Big Sports 590. We want to say thanks to Adidas, the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska Athletics. Where with the Huskers? Where Adidas, official Husker gear available at Husker Authentic Team Store. Jerry, thank you. I say it always. I say it every week.
Thank
you for letting me do this.
And thank all our advertisers. We have to thank them, and they can go to our website, which is legendsradioshow.com. Find all our advertisers. Support them. They support us.
Right. Happy holiday, folks.
Thank you.
A great, safe one. See you next week.
Parsonage Venenek Williams LLC Attorneys at Law is a full-service business-oriented law firm. Their talented legal offense can help you build your business, their experienced defense can help you protect your assets, and their cutting-edge technology makes play calling efficient. So remember, it's Parsonage Venenek Williams, helping Huskerland's clients compete in a global economy. For more information, visit www.pvwlaw.com. PVW Law offers its support for the Nebraska team as they climb back to the top of the rankings and proudly support the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
Every day is sale day at Affordable Furniture in Fremont and Sioux City. Buy name brand home furnishings for pennies on the dollar. Name brands offered include Omaha Bedding and many, many more. This inventory is offered direct to the public at up to 58% off the regular retail price. We will not be undersold. Bring cash, check, or your good credit. Affordable Furniture east of Staples behind Hardee's in Sioux City and 105 East 6th in Fremont.
This is Steve Zabin. You can hear me weekday mornings from 5 until 8 on KXSP Omaha. The Mighty. Big Sports 590.